again, welcome everyone. I'm glad to be here with you all today, and I've asked for your prayers. As our brother comes to speak to us today. And Jeff, are you preaching?
Yes.
Okay. I suddenly realized I wasn't sure. Jeff has been a good leader for us. He's been before us in service, and he rises again today to serve us, but to serve us by leading us to the Lord, by bringing us His Word, not in a worldly way, but as the Lord has dictated. And so, as He comes to bring us God's Word today, I ask each of you that you would offer a prayer in your hearts, both for Him, that the Lord would make His mind clear and His tongue ready to offer God's Word and bring us the truth, and also for yourselves, that you would hear and understand and be able to apply the learnings that the Lord brings us. And so with that, I give you our brother, Elder Jeff Oldham.
Thank you, Jerry, and good morning, everyone, and I would appreciate your thoughts and prayers. Today, there are many thoughts on my mind, and definitely one that, I guess rather than a lot of comments, I want to dive right into the scriptures and kind of get us going into kind of where my heart has been. I'm going to ask you to turn to Matthew, the 24th chapter. And within Matthew, the 24th chapter, I'm just a few verses. I'm going to skip around. Actually, going to read three verses, but we're going to skip in this chapter a little bit. So Matthew, the 24th chapter, and I'm going to read the 7th, and then I'm going to skip over to the 21st verse. So in the 7th verse, it says, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." I'm skipping over the 21st verse. "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." You know, in this thought, and today is a day of remembrance. For our Sunday school class, as we prepared for our Sunday school class this morning, we knelt in prayer and knelt in a season of prayer and prayed for those that are mourning today. Prayed for those that are remembering their families and their lost ones. But more importantly is the prayer for our watch, care, and protection. We live in perilous times. You know, the 7th verse, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." I remember as a kid growing up, and so I'm 40 years old. I was born in 1970, so I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and in that time, in the 70s, I remember as a kid in grade school, and especially in grade school, I remember that as a kid, we were always worried about or always fearful of a nuclear attack. And I remember as a kid growing up, and even, you know, to the point of not as much, I'm sure, as my parents had, but even remembering, you know, that here was a nation in Russia that was considered our greatest enemy of nation against nation. And remember as a kid, even having conversation as kids, you know, thinking about, well, you know, what would you do if we were attacked by Russia? And several years later, several years ago, Michelle and I had a trip where we went to Russia. I remember this was a trip for work, and I got to take Michelle along, and I remember we were at a port, and I remember looking out over the city of St. Petersburg, Russia, and as I looked upon the city, I thought about how, how I never thought I would be in Russia, right? We saw them as a great enemy as a kid. We saw them as definitely not an ally, but hard to have even imagined that as Americans we would have time there. And so the thought that I've had, and I guess the as I think about this memory of life, is to think about God's plan is one that we can't predict. We can't know. Right? Who would have thought that there would be an earthquake that would show up in New York? Or who would have thought that an earthquake would show up in areas, in fact, I was just reading up in Canada, you know, not in areas that we would think of California, or to think of in some other nations that have had been prone to earthquakes. But clearly we don't know the plan of God. Or let me take that back. We know there is a plan. We don't know where these challenges will come, or where the pestilences, where the earthquakes. We live in a time of that draw to God, and I think that song that we sang, although a song that we sing for our anthem and for the remembrance of the nation that we live in. And also in that last verse, and in the second to the last line, it says, in God is our trust. Right? We live in a nation that was built upon, in God we trust. And today, unfortunately, we live in a nation that is pulling away from that. That we are seeing the challenge of enemies. My point of the Russian example was, as a kid, I never thought that we'd live in a time where Russia wasn't our biggest enemy. But there is a difference, and that time has changed, and we know not that specific detailed plan, other than we know that we live in a nation that is, as it falls away from God, so will our connection to God. And we have to be careful. We have to watch. We have to be watchful and mindful of that, and we have to renew that strength and that bond that we have with God and with Christ. Turn with me to 2 Nephi, the 6th chapter. I'm in page 109. Of the Book of Mormon. In my Book of Mormon, it's page 109. So I'm in the 6th chapter of 2 Nephi. I'm going to start at the 57th verse. Oh, that cunning plan of the evil one. Oh, the vainness and the frailties and the foolishness of men. When they are learned, they think they are wise, and they hearken not unto the counsel of God. For they set it aside, supposing they know of themselves. Wherefore their wisdom is foolishness, and it profiteth them not. Wherefore they shall perish. But to be learned is good, and if it so be that they hearken unto the counsels of God. You know, I caught the end of the Sunday school class, and I caught the end of those comments in our brother Jay Paul, in his comments around, you know, it's where is our eye, where is our focus? And clearly, we have that responsibility and that continued focus. For those that think they are wiser than Christ, that think they are wiser than God, or think they know the predetermined plan, clearly how wrong we are. And continuing on there at the 61st verse, but to be learned is good, if it so be that they hearken unto the counsels of God. But woe unto the rich, which they are rich as to the things of the world. For because that they are rich, they despise the poor, and they persecute the meek. And their hearts are upon their treasures, wherefore their treasure is good. Is their God. And behold, their treasure shall perish with them also. It was interesting, and kind of what spurred my thought on this reading here was in yesterday's Wall Street Journal, and there was an article in the journal about an individual who, I don't know if anybody remembers, there was a company back in the 80s called Computerland, and it was a retail chain that spread abroad and across the nation. This individual left the nation, fled the nation, dodged millions of dollars of taxes, fled to multiple other nations throughout the world, and was fleeing taxes, fleeing paying the taxes. You know, the thought in my mind, and I guess it drew to this, and although there's not a direct correlation or connection, and I don't know the spiritual focus of this individual, but clearly this individual was running from that commitment that he had. And my guess is, you know, and it showed pictures of these houses that this individual had built in a couple different nations, and truly his focus was on his riches there. But that is not where our focus can be, and that is not where we can be. Continuing on in the 65th verse, and woe unto the deaf that will not hear, for they shall perish. Are we hearing that calling? Are we hearing that calling of our Lord? Are we hearing of that calling to our nation? Woe unto the blind that will not see, for they shall perish also. Woe unto the uncircumcised of heart, for a knowledge of their iniquities shall smite them at the last day. Woe unto the liar, for he shall be thrust down to hell. Woe unto the murderer who deliberately killeth, for he shall die. Woe unto them that commit whoredoms, for they shall be thrust down to hell. Yea, woe unto they that worship idols, for the devil of the devils delighteth in them. And is in fine, woe unto all they that die in their sins, for they shall return to God and behold his face and remain in their sins. O my beloved brethren, remember the awfulness in transgressing against that holy God, and also the awfulness of yielding to the enticings of that cunning one. Remember, to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life eternal. Right, there are many things, and actually, my parents left yesterday, and they're going to go with my aunt and uncle to Washington, D.C., and they're going to spend today and I guess the remainder of the week in the Washington, D.C. area. And, you know, always that thought, there is a heightened level of concern in our nation right now. I think it's I don't worry about them there. And I don't worry about each of us here, where we're at. Because I truly believe that if we are focused, if we have that spiritually minded, we have that life eternal. Now, clearly there are, I saw a deal in the news this morning, and it was showing individuals that were reading off the names of those that died in September 11th. Very sad, very tough, and each of us would mourn if it was one of our direct family members. And I know in our prayers we mourn for those that are mourning. And I think about that, I guess the mindset or the thought that I have around that is, as we mourn, we also need to renew and need to strengthen our hearts and strengthen our minds for that mourning turns to that focus, for that focus that we have towards Christ, for that commitment and strengthening that we stand in need of. Turn with me to Titus, the second chapter. I'm going to skip around quite a bit and a lot of different verses that I want to go through. But I'd ask you to turn to Titus with me, and it's the second chapter of Titus. There towards the back of the New Testament. And again, I'm reading in Titus, the second chapter, and I'm going to start at the 11th verse. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. And I think a verse that applies very much to the day that we live in, that applies very much to our lives. And so. I've got a few more verses that I read, but I want to get everybody involved in this day. And I consider today a day of remembrance, much like our nation is doing, much like if you flip on your TV to any channel of the news, you'll see today is a day of remembrance. But my calling to us and my challenge to each of us here that is participating in this service today, my challenge is this day of remembrance for us is this day of the calling of ourselves, of renewing and strengthening, right? So where we turn that remembering of what's happened to that commitment to God, that commitment to Christ, that we draw on him, that we cling on to, that strengthening that he has to offer us. And that calling for each of us, much like we read here in Titus, is looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, who gave himself for us, and that calling that we have. And so, here in a few more verses, I'm gonna ask you to kneel with me in a season of prayer, in a prayer of remembrance, but also in a prayer of strengthening that bond that we have. And in a few more verses, we'll get to that. But I want to ask for your participation here today. Turn with me back into 2 Nephi in the 6th chapter. This time, I'm going to go back into verses 24 and 25. In 2 Nephi, the 6th chapter, I'm going to read the 24th and 25th verse. In my Book of Mormon, that's on page 106. 24th verse goes, "Oh, how great the goodness of our God, who prepareth a way for our escape from the grasp of this awful monster. Yea, that monster death in hell, which I call the death of the body, and also the death of the spirit." You know, Braden asked me the question in Sunday school this morning. He said, you know, I understand our physical body dies, but does our soul die? You know, does our spirit die? And although it says here, and also the death of the spirit, I interpret that to be, and I could be completely wrong, but I interpret that to be that our soul does not actually die, but we die by that forever hell, for that forever torment, for that forever pain, that we choose right from wrong, and as we choose to seek after Christ, and as we work towards that everlasting life in heaven, that the alternative is that everlasting death and that everlasting loss of our spirit and into an endless torment. And clearly, right, clearly we understand in that 24th verse how it talks about, oh, how great the goodness of our God who prepareth a way for our escape. Right, that excites me to know that there is a way prepared for our escape. We may face challenges. There was a guy on the news, and I thought it was interesting. Again, it was a guy that lived here in Des Moines, and he talked about his experience when he was in New York City on September 11th. And his experience, what he said back in 2001, was that he was near where the towers were hit. And he talked about how he saw the plane hit the second tower, and how he remembered taking off and running away from there and trying to get away, and to the point where he saw the towers fall and he saw that great dust cloud and that we've all seen on the news. And he saw that, and as that cloud was coming, before it hit where he was at, he said he dodged into a building. He ran into inside of a building to get away from that cloud. And as the cloud stayed, the dust stayed strong and thick for quite a while, he said he remembered how he made his way several blocks to his hotel. We as a family were just in New York City, and we spent some time over spring break this last year in New York City. And I remember walking through there, and we went by the area where the towers fell. And I remember kind of walking through that area and walking around the city. It's tough to see the sky because of all of the tall buildings that are there. But to think about, you know, if you're already disoriented and not really knowing where you're going, you know, to think that clearly how thankful we are that we have that escape that's made for us, that we're given that great escape. You know, the reading I've read here multiple times where it talks about where Nephi, after Lehi dies, you know, he talks about that robe of righteousness that's wrapped around him. You know, to me, that is that protector. That robe of righteousness is that strength that we have to draw on. And that how thankful we are that we have that great escape. And that great escape is through Christ. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And again, I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and I'm going to read the 1st through the 7th verse. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understanding all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. Right, to me, that is an extremely powerful verse, right? And it should be that reminder to each of us is that, you know, we have been given gifts. Each of us individually has been given great, great gifts. And as young people, we may not know fully what that gift is that we've been given. And we may not know fully that calling that we have had. As, I'll say, old people, myself included, you know, we may not fully understand that calling, right? We don't understand that plan. Again, go back to my example that I shared earlier. And as a kid growing up, I thought my life forever would be against Russia as our enemy. We don't understand that plan. We don't understand that direction that is to come. But we have a calling and we have an expectation that's been set by our Heavenly Father that we exercise that strength. If we have not charity, we are nothing, right? If we have not hope, faith, and charity, we are nothing. You know, to me, you know, how awesome is it to think about, and I've shared that here before in my thoughts, is how simple is it to think about if we have the faith the size of a grain of mustard seed that we can move a mountain. But if we have not charity, we have nothing. Continuing on the third verse, and though I bestow all my goods and feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. And you know, to me, that is where my heart is. That is where my hope is. Is as the example that our brother J. Paul talked about, it is not anything that we have and everything that we accomplish and everything that we do is nothing without that charity. Is nothing without that connection and that draw towards our Heavenly Father. Turn with me to Psalms, the 33rd chapter. And I have two readings out of Psalms, and then I'm going to invite us into a season of prayer. And I know that today is not our day of prayer and testimony and. I don't want to put anyone on the spot, but to me, I feel that draw of today in that time of remembrance and today in that time that we think of, that we live in, how much it is needed that we have that connection to God and that we have that connection through prayer. Psalms, the 33rd chapter, and I'm going to read just a few verses there. I'm going to start at the 18th verse in the 33rd chapter. So again, I'm in Psalms 33. I'm going to start at 18, and I'm going to go 18 through 22. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. And skip over to Psalms, the 34th chapter, starting at the 15th verse. I'm going to go 15 through 22. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. And the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. And I'm going to keep going to the 22nd verse. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Right, to me, those are exciting words. Those are exciting verses. You know, those are verses that we should have stuck on a sticky note, sticking to our computer monitor, stuck in our heart. That is that connection. Right, is clearly that understanding and that draw that we have. And so from this, I'm gonna ask you to kneel with me in a season of prayer. And in our opportunity that I feel that we have, that opportunity to continue to strengthen our hearts. And this shifts from actively listening to actively participating in this service. And so I'm gonna lead us in a word of prayer, and then I would encourage each of you to join in. Our most kind of Father, dear Lord, at this time we come before Thee with thankful hearts and thankful minds. Dear Lord, I come before Thee as human. I come before Thee in my weaknesses. And I pray, dear Lord, that You would forgive me of my sins and forgive me of my shortcomings. Forgive me, dear Lord, of those times that I struggle and fall away. Dear Lord, I pray that You would be with each of us here. I pray, dear Lord, for Thy special blessing. I pray for Thy goodness and Thy grace upon us. Dear Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters and ask for Thy protection. I ask for Thy guidance and Thy direction. I ask, dear Lord, that You would help us, that we would not hinder that bond that we have with Thee, but that only we would do those things to strengthen that bond and strengthen that connection. Dear Lord, I pray for the many sick and afflicted. I pray for those that are mourning, that are struggling today. And dear Lord, we pray that You would be with each of them. Dear Lord, I pray for the youth of our church. I pray that You would light that path, that You would strengthen that bond and strengthen that connection that they have and strengthen that draw towards Thee. And dear Lord, I pray that You would make that escape, make that way for them as they face trials and temptations, as they face challenges in their lives. I pray, dear Lord, for each of us. And I pray that You would make that way and make that escape for us, that we may know, dear Lord, that we are nothing without Thee. Be with us here today. I pray, dear Lord, for Thy protection. I pray for Thy goodness, and I pray for Thy grace always. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear God, thank You so much for this time we have and for all the many blessings that You've given me all my life. I also ask that You would fill all of our hearts with that charity, that we might see others through Your eyes and have Your love for them. And please keep our feet on Your path and our hands on that rod, and that we would always keep our eyes focused on You. Thank You so much for this country, and I ask that You be with all those that are mourning their loss of loved ones, and that You would protect us and help turn more eyes towards You. And these things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I thank You, Lord, for this lovely day and the blessings You give to us each day. Thank You for the opportunity of life. Thank You for this great nation. Lead it back to You, Lord. Lead those that are here. Help them to see You. We pray for those, Lord, that are mourning today. Those that have lost loved ones, friends, family. Just bless them and help them to see the good where there may not be much good, but help them to find it. Again, help us all to look to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for being our God and our guide, for creating us. Thank you for this opportunity that we might make right choices, that we might live out our life unto Thee and come to Thee. And I pray for your help that lest by any means we should lose our way and not be able to enter in to our rest with Thee. I pray that you would be with us, that you would fill us with your Spirit, that it would be our guide and our way in all things. Help us that your word would be written on the tables of our hearts. And I pray that for those each individually that we don't know, that are lost and they are seeking you, that they would come. And I pray that for ourselves, that we would not be a barrier in any way unto them, but that they would be new friends and new family before Thee. I pray that we would be your children, that we would be as that city set upon a hill. Please be with us and guide us. And we would give you all the glory in the name of Thy Son, Jesus. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I too want to add my voice to those of my brothers and sisters. I ask that you would be with those who mourn today, comfort them in their mourning. Ask that you would be with all the rest of us as we remember these things that have gone before, and help us to remember, Lord, that our struggle isn't nation against nation, or race against race, or even necessarily people against people, but it's we struggle against evil, wherever it may be, whether it be from within or without. And help us to keep that in mind, that is our true enemy, and that you are our defender and our strength. Be with us as we go throughout our day and throughout our lives to constantly remind ourselves that we struggle to serve you and to help others to find you. And these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shall we rise? Thank you for that, and I want to thank you for your prayers. And you know, I heard in our brother Penny's prayer there where he made the comment, and I agree 100%, is that, you know, our challenge is not with nation of nation or people of people, but truly is against Satan. And with that, I wanna along those lines close with Luke, the 12th chapter, and it's just two verses. You don't have to go to it. You know this verse. And it says, Luke, the 12th chapter, and the 31st verse, "But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Right? It is that knowledge we have, that understanding that our Father's focus, our commitment to us, is to give us that good pleasure. And my hope is today, as we think about, as you think about the verses, and as you think about the calling for each of us, is we don't know what that future will hold. We don't know what direction, other than we know that we will face challenges and we will face adversities. But clearly that calling for us, and clearly that draw is as you think about a day of mourning, I think about, rather than a day of mourning, a day of strengthening, a day of renewing, a day of prayer in that calling upon the Lord to protect us. And that is my hope for each of us, as I know that we all live in very different places. I know that we all travel throughout the world, throughout this nation, that we are protected, that we don't worry about what may come, but we worry about our soul's salvation. And that in itself is the draw that we have today, and that reminder that we have today is it is about our soul's salvation. So my hope and my prayers are with each of you, and I would ask that you continue to remember each of us. Thank you.